The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This from a lengthy conversation with my colleague, Victor Davis Hanson of the Hoover Institution, senior fellow, a classicist. The question turns on a personality that was global before the pandemic, and it will be back. It's called the Davos Man, traveling to Switzerland once a year to rub elbows with other very well-to-do, very powerful people, talking about global governance, about the elite ruling. Once upon a time, that was understood as the Roman elite. Now it's Davos Man. I ask Victor, what is Davos Man? He very carefully puts it in context of where we are now in recovery from the pandemic and a world that is very carefully coming apart. Two wars, possibly a third war. Here's Davos Man, Victor Davis Hanson.
These are people who feel that they're singular in their own particular countries. And they're usually captains of industry, billionaires, members of governments, celebrities, actors. They all feel that their own particular country, and they're mostly, to be frank, in Europe and in the United States and North America, and to a lesser extent in Japan, etc. And they feel that because they have been so blessed, they have this singular wisdom that the way the world should be run, and the world is not being run that way on issues as diverse as, you know, climate change, abortion, taxation, size of government, because they're not listened to. And they're not listened to because they're shackled by democratic system. So they want to get together and create a super body that would transcend national law. And you can see it with the EU as the first step, that the EU has done that with the sovereignty of individual European countries. But they have even said, you know, we have to have a national tax law that a country like Ireland doesn't lower capital gains to draw in capital at the expense of other countries that could tax and use that money more wisely for climate change, etc. So they want to undermine the idea of sovereignty and borders and make one world government, utopianism. But anointed people would run it, and they would not, John, be subject to the ramifications of their own ideologies. We saw with John Kerry when questioned about the use of a private jet to go to Davos, and he basically said, I have to be able to spew carbon out the tailpipe of my private jet because I'm working on a cosmic level to stop that.
Much more of Victor Davis Hanson later in the show. Thank you.